From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting protesters have stormed Iraq's parliament inside the so-called Green Zone. The demonstrators were supporters of Iraq's mercurial Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. As Edward Uranian reports, a Saturday session of parliament to approve members of a new government had been called off for lack of a quorum earlier in the day.
Hundreds of mostly young Muqtada al-Sadr supporters chanted and waved Iraqi flags inside parliament after breaking through barriers into the government-controlled Green Zone. The move came after Sadr criticized Iraqi leaders for opposing efforts to impose government reform. The Iraqi government's Baghdad Operations Command declared a state of emergency inside the capital shortly after demonstrators began entering the Green Zone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Earlier on Saturday, a bombing in a market filled with Shiite civilians in Baghdad killed at least 21 people and wounded at least 42 others. Islamic State claimed the attack, saying it had used a 3-ton truck bomb. The extremist group regularly carries out attacks targeting the security forces and the country's Shiite majority. About 30 airstrikes by the Syrian government and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas, that is, of the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least 5 people. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April 22nd. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities. This